Speaking of all these albums, we gotta jump into our album review segment here on New Music Monday, where I'm joined by Sid in the studio. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So tell us about what album you chose to review for us today.
I really wanted to do the album Emails I Can't Send by Sabrina Carpenter. It's just such a quintessential like breakup album, and I was I'm in the middle of a breakup, so I'm kind of been in my feels recently, and so it was nice to just like listen to this album, and at its core, it really is a breakup album.
Yeah.
But there are some songs like Nonsense and Emails I Can't Send that delve into some other topics. So it was just really cool to look at it with more of a critical eye compared to like the emotional eye.
Right. I totally understand. And, you know, Sabrina's been popping up all over. I mean, as we just talked about, she currently was on the Eras Tour with Taylor Swift as her opener. So I've been seeing so many clips of her on my TikTok, and she has such a great voice.
Yeah, she really has been just like skyrocketing into the scene. I was a big like Girl Meets World fan, so I loved the songs that would play like in between shows on Disney Channel.
Yeah.
So I've always loved Sabrina Carpenter, and it's super awesome seeing her like, because she's had like 6 albums before this one or something.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of odd to see someone who's been in the music scene for so long just sort of start coming up into their own. And it's just really cool to see her, you know.
Right, for sure. And you know what's funny is I totally forget that she was on Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you said that, that just sparked so many memories in my brain. I was like, oh, my God, she was a Disney kid.
Yeah, I actually saw her at a Jingle Ball, like, right when she started her, like, solo music career. And she only had, like, 2 songs out then, and then the rest she did covers. But it was so good.
Really?
That's so cool.
Yeah, she was so good seeing her live.
I love that.
She's such a performer.
Yeah.
She is. Like, I've seen so many videos of her, and she absolutely looks so stunning. She wears these huge high heel boots that I'm like, how is she not twisting an ankle?
Exactly.
And then, honestly, I've seen her do so many covers and stuff. Like, she did the song, like, Hopelessly Devoted to You from Grease.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Like, took my breath away. Mm-hmm. She is so amazing.
Incredibly talented.
So what were some of your favorite songs on this album?
I really just, like, Feather is just such a standout because it's so motivational, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun at the same time.
So
it's so fun and lighthearted.
And like paired with the music video, it's just so silly.
So you know what we have to do for you guys? We have to play Feather for you by Sabrina Carpenter right here on New Music Monday. Tender with Feather, and that's off our album review this week by Sid. So Sid, what are your final thoughts on this album?
This album was just banger after banger. It was so emotionally charged, and I'm not a huge pop fan.
Yeah.
I definitely lean more alternative, but there's something about this album that is just so charming, and every song is catchy. Like, the flow of the album is incredible. One song ends and I'll be kind of upset that it ended, and then the next song starts and I'm excited that it started. It's just overall a great listen.
I love that. And if you guys want to read the full album review, head over to our website, WZND.com, and you can read the full album review there.